Our news in Washington. I'm Jack Spear. The White House is responding to an explosive new memoir by former Defense Secretary Robert Gates, which details President Obama's strategy in Afghanistan and his relationship with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
In a widely quoted excerpt from the book, Gates writes of a National Security Council meeting in 2011, quote, "As I sat there, I thought, the president doesn't trust his commander, can't stand Karzai, doesn't believe in his own strategy, and doesn't consider this war to be his." White House Press Secretary Jay Carney was asked repeatedly at the daily briefing to respond to this quote.
The president devised the mission and has great faith in the troops who carry out the mission and in the mission itself.
Carney also made sure to read another quote from the book, where the former defense secretary said he believed the president's decisions on Afghanistan policy were right. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
President Obama is expected to unveil a new program this week designating so-called promise zones across the country. The event apparently a lead up to the president's State of the Union address, where he's expected to focus on the topic of income inequality in the U.S. Promise zones are areas of the country where the government plans to provide tax incentives and grants to help communities tackle poverty. Mr. Obama is expected to announce the first of the areas taking part in the initiative, including San Antonio, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Kentucky, and Oklahoma. The Republican leader hopes his party wins control of the Senate later this year, rose in that chamber today to blast what he described as the Senate's deterioration under Democratic leadership. NPR's David Wellner reports Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's lengthy critique came during consideration of a bill extending unemployment benefits, which he voted to block.
Surrounded by fellow Republicans, Leader McConnell declared the Senate should get back to how it was designed to work.
Because if America is to face up to the challenges we face in the decades ahead, she'll need the Senate, the founders, and their wisdom intended, not the hollow shell of the Senate we have today.
Majority Leader Harry Reid accused McConnell of trying to create a distraction.
During the Republican leader's remarks, there wasn't a word uttered about jobs, about unemployment compensation, or the economy. Not a word.
Reid called his Republican colleagues cold-hearted. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Payroll processing firm ADP says the economy added 238,000 non-government payroll jobs in December. Mark Zandi's chief economist at Moody's Analytics and says while maybe not yet firing on all cylinders, the economy is getting close in terms of hiring.
The gains across companies, small companies, mid-sized, big companies all adding now consistently. It feels like the job market has kicked into a higher gear.
ADP says the biggest gains were in construction. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 68 points. This is NPR. Residents in the city of Tucson today joined former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in commemorating the third anniversary of the shooting there that left six people dead and dozens of others wounded, including Giffords. Bells rang and flags were raised at 10:10 a.m. today, the moment when a gunman opened fire on Giffords and others who were attending a meet-and-greet event at a shopping center. Around 100 people gathered on the front lawn of the University of Arizona Medical Center, where victims of the shooting were treated. Giffords, who's still recovering from the shooting, marked the anniversary by going skydiving today, something she'd done before the January 2011 shooting but had not done since. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says a top aide misled him about her role in an apparent political retribution against a town mayor. Fort Lee Mayor Mark Sakulik says the decision to close two lanes leading to the heavily trafficked George Washington Bridge was a prime example of political pettiness. Joel Rose has the backstory.
For a few days last year, traffic in Fort Lee, New Jersey, ground to a halt because of lane closures on the George Washington Bridge. Governor Christie's critics charged that the traffic was intended as retribution against the local mayor, a Democrat who declined to endorse the popular Republican Christie in his reelection bid. And now those critics seem to have proof. Quote, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee," unquote, Christie aide Bridget Ann Kelly wrote in an email to one of Christie's appointees to the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey a few weeks before the lane closures. Until now, Christie denied that his staff was involved. In a statement, Christie says he was misled and calls the behavior unacceptable. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. The price of oil was down $1.34 a barrel to end the session at $92.33 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.